Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Logan Cruz here, coming at you live from, well, my desk. But don't worry, I'm channeling those nature vibes as hard as possible. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel, running on the same tired thoughts? You know that feeling when stress just piles up and it feels impossible to switch off? That's where today's episode comes in. We're talking about how spending time outdoors can be like hitting the reset button on your brain. Seriously, nature is like this secret weapon for mental clarity, creativity, and even just plain old happiness. So grab a cup of coffee, head outside if you can, and let's dive into some serious mind nourishment. Now, I know what you're thinking. Logan, I'm busy. I barely have time to brush my teeth, let alone hike a mountain. But trust me on this one, even small doses of nature can make a huge difference. Think about it. That quick walk around the block, your morning coffee on the porch, even just gazing at the trees from your window. These little moments can do wonders for your mental well-being. So, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. Number 1. Nature reduces stress hormones. Ever noticed how a walk in the woods can instantly calm your nerves? It's not just placebo. Studies show that spending time outdoors actually lowers levels of cortisol, the hormone associated with stress. Imagine that. Less stress, more chill. Number 2. Your brain loves fresh air and sunshine. Seriously, it's like nature's version of a vitamin boost for your mind. Sunlight helps regulate our sleep cycles and boosts serotonin, the happy hormone. Plus, those crisp breaths of fresh air clear out toxins and give your brain a much-needed oxygenation. Talk about a mental detox. Number 3. Nature sparks creativity. Ever notice how you get your best ideas when you're surrounded by trees or listening to the sound of waves? Well, it's not just your imagination. Nature has this incredible ability to unlock our creative potential. So next time you're feeling stuck on a project, ditch the desk and head outdoors for some inspiration. Number 4. Connecting with nature boosts your mood. It's like an instant happiness hack. Studies show that spending time in green spaces can reduce feelings of anxiety and depression. It's like nature has this magical way of reminding us to slow down, appreciate the simple things, and just be present in the moment. And finally, number 5. Nature is a great equalizer. Whether you're a CEO, a student, or a stay-at-home parent, everyone can benefit from the healing power of nature. It's free, accessible to all, and it reminds us that we're all part of something bigger than ourselves. Think about the last time you felt truly relaxed and at peace. Chances are you were surrounded by nature. Remember that feeling, that sense of calm, clarity, and connection. Now, imagine carrying that feeling with you throughout your day, even when things get hectic. That's what we're aiming for here, folks. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a marketing executive who's constantly juggling deadlines and emails. She's stressed, tired, and feeling creatively drained. Then she decides to take a break and go for a walk in the park during her lunch break. As she listens to the birds chirping and feels the sun on her skin, she starts to relax and clear her head. Suddenly, an idea for a new campaign pops into her mind, one that's fresh, innovative, and totally inspired by nature. See? Nature isn't just good for your mental health, it can also be a game changer for your creativity and productivity. So, remember, you don't need to climb Everest or trek through the Amazon to experience the power of nature. A short walk in the park, a few minutes sitting under a tree, or even just listening to some nature sounds can make a world of difference. embrace those little moments, nourish your mind with the outdoors, and watch your life transform. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite ways to connect with nature? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and share it with a friend who needs a little dose of nature therapy. Until next time, remember, train savage, live free, and dominate every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.